Well, something tells me that Jay is going to have a nice, fun weekend with Kelly, if you know what I'm saying.
Why?
As he said those four magic words. Wait. Let's sell the trampoline.
Oh, my God. I've never been more turned down in my life. That was all I needed. Literally.
By the way, if you want to be the first call of the day, we have it open, 790-792-6278. Give us a shout. Who's out there? We love to know who's part of the 5 o'clock club. So give us a call, 79-COAST, and be the first call of the day. Todd's going to pop in here in a second. He's just finishing up on TV. So, who's still using the trampoline at your house?
I mean, Wyatt uses it every now and then, but it's not like he uses it all the time. And obviously, right. Winter's coming. In summertime, he uses it a little bit. We have that thing where it sprays water, so it becomes like the,
oh boy,
you know, the whole thing. But it's an eyesore. It's something that I never wanted ever.
Yeah.
And it was a COVID purchase. This was like in the depths of COVID.
Okay.
When the kids were home, everybody was like isolating.
Right.
I was going to work.
Crazy.
Showering as soon as we walk in the door, and we were like, we'll buy a trampoline.
Right.
And look, when Jay sent me that text, it was just out of nowhere. Like, Jay and I were in a very good place right now, and this is part of it.
Yeah.
He was like, what do you think about selling the trampoline? And
right.
I was like, take me to bed right now. Like, that is like the best foreplay that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Right.
Like, yes. So, yeah. So he's like, you know, is Wyatt going to be upset? I don't care. The kid doesn't use it enough, you know.
Right. They are ugly. Like, it doesn't matter how expensive a trampoline you buy. Having a trampoline in your yard, it's not pretty.
No.
Like, I'm pretty sure in our neighborhood, it's technically not even allowed to be in the front yard.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Gosh. Like, some neighborhoods have rules like that. And
yeah.
I mean, no one's ever said anything, but like, and we have it in the backyard anyway. It doesn't, I mean, the front yard's kind of slanted anyway. If you were bouncing on, bounce off into the swamp every time.
Yeah, exactly.
There she goes.
Right.
But so in the back, it's flat and it's also hidden.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
They're ugly, but the kids love them.
Yeah. And I don't want to take that away from him, but he's, you know, I don't know. We're going to have to
forget about it.
That's the thing.
Yeah, he will.
If
just
it's
like
out of sight, it's out of mind.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he'll
true.
Put up a stink and then I'll be like, I'll buy you Roblox. And he'll be like, fine.
Right.
We have the same problem too, though. We have a trampoline and it's like falling apart. And
right.
It's destroying my lawn because underneath it,
yes.
that's the other thing.
Gross.
You can't mow under there,
right.
And then it eventually
or you
got to
move
it's
it around.
Just,
it's
terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you move yours around? That's really good if you do. Because
we move it around when we mow, but that's it.
Ours looks awful.
So there's like a random circle here and there.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably looks like it. If our neighbors are all sort of on a hill next to us.
Yeah.
So but they're up from us and they can kind of look down on our backyard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They probably think there's like aliens making crop circles back there.
Right.
You have it worse though, because Maddie's a gymnast. So I feel like she's probably on it a lot or have they forgotten about it?
Well, here's the thing. She was on it a lot. But now she's not as much.
She's getting older.
Now she's on her phone.
Right.
A lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. But the problem is, like, what else are we going to do?
What do you do?
When we say go outside.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, they have a bike. I mean, don't get me wrong. These kids are fine. Like, they have plenty of stuff to do, you know. But the trampoline is one of those things that they can just go do outside by themselves for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, it's at least like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I know. It became where Riley used to lay out and get sun. That's what we paid
for. Oh, on the trampoline.
Yeah, she'd be like, funny. Oh, I get a great tan. So she'd be out there. I'm like, this is what we paid all this money for
right.
you to, you know, go in your little
teeny
bikini.
You could be laying on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah,
and the
exactly.
ground would be killing the grass as much.
Right. Yeah, so I hope that it's going to happen, but I think we're both worried to, like, disappoint Wyatt.
Yeah.
But he's been disappointed before.
Well, you know what you do is don't throw it away. Because you have to take it apart anyway.
Maybe break it down.
So break it down, throw it in the garage, and see if he even notices.
I have to be honest. We've never broken it down because Jay hated putting it together.
Oh, my God.
I got to
be honest. I didn't put it together. I paid someone to put it together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was so...
Cape, Elizabeth.
Well, no, it's nothing to do with that.
Todd.
Like, that would have taken forever.
And it did.
It was brutal.
Jay must have been so
Jay hated
pissed.
It.
Oh, yeah.
You guys did it, right?
Oh, yeah. And it comes with this tool that's supposed to be helpful, you know. And because right. You have to stretch the springs.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So four of the kids had permanent injuries.
Yeah.
You know, and
Jesus.
It could have been. I don't know how people don't get hurt more often from putting
either.
It together.
Yeah.
Because we were stretching the thing out and I was like, this could go flying.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you use like on the back of a truck that I'm always, what are those called? Like those.
Like a bungee cord?
Yes. Those
no,
bungee cords.
There's like a little tool that you, see, it's clear Kelly didn't help to put it together.
No, yeah. Of course I didn't. I was inside drinking.
It's like, it's hard to explain, but it's like a little metal hook.
Yeah.
That has another little flat part on it so you can hook it around the spring and then pull it. Mm. To get it over the thing.
Yeah.
But if you pull it and then let go by accident, it could go flying across the yard.
Yeah, or sure. Into someone's
and
face.
Bean someone. Yeah.
Totally.
Which, don't get me wrong, is funny for a short second.
Yeah. and then we have to go to the hospital.
Oh, God, yeah. It's impaled in your abdomen. Because those springs are so tight.
But you better jump because now you just cost me an ER bill.
Right.
And yeah. This stupid trampoline.
You better like right. It. Yeah. and we have to reseed the lawn.
I was just going to say, repair the lawn yeah. When you get rid of it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And by
it's
the
like,
way.
It's like putting a kid through college.
So, no. Right. know? right. And growing up, I never understood the price of grass seed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's super expensive.
Everything is expensive now.
How did we have grass?
Lawn care is a fortune right now.
Yes. Who came up with the idea of grass?
Yeah.
Right?
Why wasn't dirt okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
You know?